the podcast with everything paranormal. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host, Joe Shortridge. Jen Shortridge. The Shortridges are in his house.
In the house.
In the studios. We're in the studio.
Coming to you from the studio, I'm Joe, and over there's Jen.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
What's up? Hey.
What?
Hopefully nothing paranormal happens today, or actually, hopefully something paranormal happens today during our taping.
Yeah,
like the last time. Uh-huh. So, yeah, cool. I hope you guys heard that. It was really cool.
Do you want me to play?
Yeah, let's play.
This is the cut version. This is just through my channel. I don't know if anybody else heard it, but we were doing a show a couple weeks ago about the Greenbrier ghost, and this came through. The link's in the description below. And
share your Greenbrier ghost story with us. I'm so glad we didn't call it ghost.
What was that?
That was weird. I hope you guys all heard.
So that's what we captured.
Yeah,
it still freaks
screaming.
Me out.
I know. I still can't believe that we played that like 10 times. Like, how? Where? Okay. What?
I don't know if I actually posted the version where I cut you out, you know, just played my track so that you can actually hear you in the background. But
yeah.
I don't know if I actually put that up because I still can't figure out how to put these audio on Facebook with
We tried, folks. We tried. All right, I have breaking news.
What?
Now, this hasn't even been released
to
the world in this time zone yet.
Oh.
Breaking news.
Breaking
it's
news?
Literally coming out tomorrow, after we're, we're taping
the
this
day
podcast.
After tomorrow, which was a few days
ladies
ago, if you're listening to this now.
Ladies and germs.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait a minute. Hold on here.
It's breaking news.
Is everybody ready? Everybody? Ready. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Let me turn it
off. Ronnie James Dio. The breaking news is, Joe.
I don't have a drum roll.
All right, ready? Ba-da. Justin Bieber is not a reptilian, says his manager. He is not a reptilian.
I think he is.
He says, yeah, I hate to break it to you people, but he is not a secret lizard person. Rumor has it that chased the Canadian pop star for a few years is not true, says his manager. They were talking about, of course, the Biebs is a shape-shifting reptilian creature who terrifies concert goers.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something.
You've got mail.
Oh, okay. I'm so quick on these things.
And the Illuminati fearers rumored he is a member. Is it true or is it not? The story has started after his DUI arrest.
Okay.
And that he was shown standing in a jailhouse orange and blinking. Human so far until he opens his eyes. One more time, they see to be blurried and cloudy and something other than normal, which of course makes him a shapeshifter.
Yes.
And then the most well-known shapeshifters are reptilians, but...
Mm-hmm.
He is not one. So sorry, Joe.
According to his publicist or whoever.
Sorry, Charlie.
But as us in the UFO community really know, the reptilians are out there. There's shapeshifters out there, and a lot of them are in the high power or high thing. Like, what's her name? I can't think of her name.
Opal Covey?
Yeah. No, Opal is not reptilian. She's Opal. But it's said that the reptilians are living among us, but they are planning on taking over the world, but the only way that they do it is through secrecy. They will not show themselves.
There's this one time
in
the 1980s, this television series called V came out,
yeah.
And they were all reptilians. Yep. I dressed like one for Halloween one year.
But
Mom made me a costume. I was a V person. It was really cool. I wish I still
you got pictures?
Had it. I think there's one floating around somewhere, but I couldn't even tell you where. I think me and Michelle Kaminsky, my friend, in eighth grade, went out trick-or-treating. I think it was seventh grade, maybe fifth grade. I don't know. But anyways.
Maybe first year of college. I don't know.
No, not so much.
But
I was a late bloomer.
You know, I still think Justin Bieber is a reptilian, and he's one of the Illuminati. They're planning to take over the world by... The ATMs will be eating our credit cards and debit cards, so we'll get mad, and we'll end up getting biochips in our hands, and Then they will take and blow up all our arms with their biochips and take over the world.
Okay.
I was trying to put together a story that I remembered.
Somebody needs to get Joe a straight check. He's lost his marbles.
Then we have another drink.
Okay, what are you drinking over there, Joe?
You feeling lucky?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely. Always.
But why do people think that 13 is an unlucky number? What do you think?
Well, our show's all about 13. I think it's the intent, what you put into it.
Yeah.
But you never know. There's so many different weird things.
It's one of those things.
Surrounding the number.
13. Why are people so afraid of 13? Buildings, 13th floor is missing.
Yeah. It's there, but they just don't name it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlucky. Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff, man. Boo!
You know what's also weird?
What?
Is I was thinking about today. The 13 has a 3 in it.
Mm-hmm.
3 is a huge number in, what do you call it?
Numerology?
No. Like, okay, so think about this. Okay. Think about how many times there's 3 of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in cartoons, 3 little pigs.
Right.
A lot of Disney characters. Shows have 3 main characters, the Snow White,
mm-hmm.
or is it Snow White? Is Snow White the one that has the slipper?
No,
that's okay.
Cinderella.
Okay, Cinderella. But Cinderella has 2 evil sisters, so that's 3 sisters.
Yeah.
You know, people die in 3s.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the religious connotations, you know, the mm-hmm. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you know, you have all those things. But 3 is a weird number too, but... A lot of people are so afraid of the number 13.
Yeah. I think bad things are going to happen on Friday the 13th.
It has in the past.
Like what? Tell us some.
Well. No, like on Friday the 13th, the Knight Templars were on October 13th, 1307. They were all rounded up and killed.
That's crazy.
You know? Some weird things though. Okay. Why do people consider 13 an unlucky number? Well, there were 13 people at the Last Supper, and they feel that Judas was the 13th person to sit down.
Okay.
That's up for debate. Some people say that Jesus was the last person to sit down at the table, but I think, and Mother, if you're listening, I know you're you're pounding the Bible against the speakers right now. I think Judas was the last person to sit down because he was out betraying him. Yeah.
Somebody look that up and let us know.
Many Christians believe that Jesus was crucified on Friday. You know, but researchers believe that it wasn't the case of Friday, the 13th lore, but it was possibly Friday, April 3rd in his 33rd year.
Right.
3-3-3-3-3. See, keeps coming around. Keeps coming around. traditionally, there were 13 steps up to the gallows.
Okay.
A lot of people say it was 12, and then the 13th step was actually the gallows itself.
Ooh, spook.
Yeah. You know, Apollo 13 was the only unsuccessful moon mission. That's because they made a movie of it. And then, you know, according to Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants, there's 13 dirty words.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't say them.
I know it's true because it's right here in front of me. You know, another thing, though, you know, we talk about witches and vampires on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that 13 was a coven. A coven of witches were 13 of them. Now they say it's different, but who knows? I mean, who's counting now, you know?
Yeah, really. Let's take a census.
Yeah. Okay, here's one that when I saw this.
Well, I'm going to brace myself.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Jen Shortridge and mm-hmm. Joe Shortridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old superstition that if you have 13 letters in your name,
you're
bound to have the devil's luck. Dun, dun, dun.
Joe Shortridge, Jen Shortridge,
13
letters. Way to go.
That's why my luck is so bad.
Mine's good. I just won $1,300.
$1,300.
I did.
See, 13.
At bingo.
Hey. Hey. What's everybody think about that, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, turn it back
on. A little 222 luck.
In 1972, October 13th was a bad day for history of the aviation.
What happened?
That's the day that the Ukrainian Air Force Flight 517 crashed in the Andes, killing 29 people.
Oh, my goodness.
But on the same day, 174 people were killed in the Soviet Aeroflot crash,
mm-hmm.
about a kilometer.
Kilometer.
About a kilometer away from the runway.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if people don't book flights on Friday the 13th.
You know, I was thinking the same thing when I was reading that. I was like, that's something I should have looked up, how many people actually do.
Or don't. I wonder if you get a better rate, a discounted rate.
Let's see, where are we traveling next?
We need to go somewhere fun.
Okay, let me get off 13 for a minute, because 13 is getting a bad rap. There's other numbers mm-hmm. that in different cultures are just as bad, or whatever you want to say.
Unlucky.
Unlucky. The number 9 in Japan is feared because the sound is similar to the Japanese word for torture or suffering.
Yikes.
The number 17 in Italian is considered unlucky because it put in the Roman numerals, it's XVII,
mm-hmm.
which can create the word VIXI, translated from Latin to mean life is over.
Oh,
yeah.
The end is near.
The end is near. Number 39 gets a bad rap in Afghanistan.
Okay.
Because it actually translates into martigo, which is literally means dead cow.
Oh, God.
But in China, it's the number 4.
Mm.
They're afraid of the word number 4. And it's the same way as 13 in our culture. They don't have floor number 4. They go,
wow.
Yeah.
That is so
same cool. connotations that.
That's interesting.
Now, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
In Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. There's lots of vampires in Bulgaria.
Yes. This is a very, very scary number. Okay.
What is it?
I'll tell you after I read the description.
Okay.
Okay. It's said to be jinxed or cursed if your phone number in Bulgaria, after citing high-profile people with the number, all died. Okay. So in other words, these people got this phone number and they all passed away because of the phone number. And that number is 0888888888. I'm like, come on, who gets a phone number like that?
I know. Like, we couldn't even get 222 for our phone number.
I know.
Come on now.
So the last one I have here is the number 26. Now, number 8 is considered the harbinger of doom
mm-hmm.
in there. And they considered 26 also a bad number because 2 and 6 is 8.
Right.
Now, another really good number in the United States is 26, especially October 26th, which was my birthday a couple of days ago.
Happy birthday! Yeah. And 26 divided by 2 is 13, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. And I've got 13 letters in my name.
So you should just play that in the lottery. I mean, it can't get any worse than...
Yeah,
the luck you have
maybe
already.
I should do it.
All right.
So that's my little rant there.
All right. So I got some freaky things that happen on Friday the 13th. Ready? Okay. This one's interesting. So it's called the Daredevil's Death Leap. Bah, bah,
dun, dun, dun. I have no soundtrack for that.
Okay, sorry about that.
Do you notice I got a new program, so I'm playing with
it? We'll get some, like, cool bites.
Yeah.
Perhaps Friday the 13th wasn't the best day to stage a leap into New York's Genesee River. But then again, concern over the date may have never occurred to Sam Patch, an early daredevil. An early daredevil who made his name by jumping off a cliff near Niagara Falls on October 17th, 1829. Patch, who was born around 1800, lived before Friday the 13th. Superstitions were prevalent. They probably emerged closer to the end of the 1800s, or at least that's when folklorists first, started to keep track of them. A child mill worker, Patch would get an adrenaline rush by leaping off mill dams, a talent he eventually spun into public shows for cash.
Oh.
So he's kind of like, first stuntman, first daredevil. The Niagara Leap made him a national name. Less than a month later, however, Patch arrived in Rochester half drunk.
Oh, see?
According to Sam Patch, the famous jumper.
Was that Samuel Adams Patch?
No, he might have been drinking some Sam Adams. So anyways, 10,000 people gathered to watch him leap from Genesee Falls on Friday, November 13th, 1829. what happens next is lost to history, but in an 1883 article in the New York Times reported that Patch did not retain the position while descending or striking the water as he did in the former occasion. So basically he went splat. On Friday the 13th.
It was very unlucky for him.
Now, don't take a lesson from Sam Patch. Don't be a daredevil unless you are a pro. And if you want to be a pro, go see my friend Rich Hopkins in Las Vegas.
There you go.
He runs a company. He's the CEO of Thrill Seekers Unlimited. So if you want to learn how to do some stunting, high falls, driving, free falls, weaponry, you go see Rich.
I think we need to find a convention out there so we can actually go out there.
I think you're right. Yeah. So, yeah, don't be a daredevil on Friday the 13th either. So
it's not a good day. Not a good luck day.
Not so much. Now, listen to this. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. The Black Friday fires.
Okay.
Okay. On January 13th, 1939, a bushfire tore through Australia's Victoria Providence, killing 36 people in one day. This black fire was the deadly icing on top of a terrible fire season for the province. According to Australia's emergency management, a total of 71 people died that January, and 75% of the state was affected by the flames. A drought had exasperated the already dry Australian summer that year, and amateur attempts to backburn dry vegetation to, they helps. Like a controlled burn, I guess you would say, didn't go so well. All in total, about 1,300 buildings, including 700 homes, were destroyed in the January blazes on Friday the 13th. Let's see. Buckingham Palace was bombed on Friday the 13th. So according to reports, Friday the 13th, it was September 1940, Queen Elizabeth and Queen George were at tea. According to the archives, 5 bombs struck the palace, which destroyed the interior of the royal chapel. Another ruptured a water main break. 3 people were injured, 1 fatally. So that was during World War II, Friday the 13th. Kansas City floods.
Okay.
July 13th, 1951 was an extremely auspicious day for northeastern Kansas, I should say. The rains became coming down and hard and heavy on July 9th, bringing up 16 inches of precipitation for Kansas and a bunch of other rivers that I couldn't even pronounce if I tried. So, like, on that Friday the 13th, the records were broken. In Topeka, Kansas City River rose 40.8 feet.
Feet.
Which was 12.4 meters, but technically rounded up, it'll be 13 meters.
13.
It was above the flood stage. It was the worst flood measured to that date. 500 people were displaced, and it was about $6.4 billion worth of damage in today's money. All happening on Friday the 13th, 1951. A year later, in 1952, a Cold War crisis broke out when the Soviet Union shot down a Swedish military plane. 8 people were on board of the plane, which the Swedish government insisted was merely a training flight. For its part, the Soviet Union said they had no involvement in shooting it down. However,
it was a ghost.
It was a
ghost bullets that hit it.
So it was called the Catalina Affair. So 40 years later, they're still barking about it at each other. But that was another Friday 13th. Now, here's a good one.
Okay.
So in one of New York's most brutal and notorious murders occurred on Friday the 13th. Bum, bum,
bum. We need some sound bites for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get X scared, Joe. Just give him a scream. Okay. March 13th. Friday, March 13th, 1964, bar manager Kitty Genovese.
Genovese, yeah, Kitty. Oh, Kitty, yeah.
Meow, meow. Was stabbed and raped by stranger. Oh. Winston,
not so funny.
Winston Mosley. The attack took more than a half hour. An early New York Times article reported that 38 people witnessed the attack and failed to call the police. The tragic case became a staple in psychology classes as a way to illustrate the bystander effect. Hmm. or the Kitty Genovese syndrome, which occurs when people fail to act in a situation because they assume somebody else will step in and help. Interesting. I never knew that.
And nowadays, everybody just pulls out their phones and films it.
Yeah, they don't help, but they film it. Ugh, so annoying. Let's see. One of the deadliest cyclone strikes happened on a Friday the 13th in 1970, November, in Bangladesh, making landfall on Thursday night. The Bohola cyclone killed at least 300,000 people on Friday the 13th.
See, that's the three again, 300,000.
That's crazy.
I'm just making this stuff up as a go. Okay.
Ready for more?
Sure.
Ready for more?
Bring it on.
All right. An infamous story of survival. On Friday the 13th, October 1972, the Uruguayan Old Christmas Club rugby team boarded a turboprop plane to travel to a match in Chile. They never made it. Because of a navigational error, the plane careened into an Andean mountain peak, crashing on the high altitude snowfield. The ordeal was only the beginning for 27 of the original 45 passengers who survived the crash, with its immediate aftermath. Without cold weather gear or much food, they were forced to improvise water melting devices and eventually would eat from the bodies of their lost companions.
They made a movie out of that.
Yeah, yeah. Called Alive, 1993.
Alive.
I'm alive. So an avalanche killed 8 more survivors at the end of October, and then illness took the lives of the others.
So they weren't alive.
There were 2 survivors after all.
Oh, okay. So they were alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Incredibly, rescue did not come to the end of December after 2 survivors launched a death-defying effort to hike out of the rugged terrain for help. The last of the 16 survivors were rescued on December 23rd, 1972, 72 days after in the frigid wilderness. So they crashed on Friday the 13th. A lot of plane crashes on Friday the 13th.
Well, you just said, do people fly more on or not fly?
I don't know.
That's probably one of the reasons why they don't.
Here's another plane crash.
Oh, see?
Friday the 13th. So, according to statistical analysis, the Aviation Safety Network, ASN.
Okay.
I'm having brain farts today. So superstitious passengers need not worrying about flying on Friday the 13th. The unlucky day is no more prone to plane crashes than any other. In fact, overall rate of fatal plane crashes on Friday the 13th is lower than the average of all other days.
See, that just answers what we were just talking about. There's a but.
On October 13th, 1972 was not a great day to fly. The same day the turboprop plane carrying a rugby team went down in the Andes, there was another plane that went down in Russia, which I think you mentioned earlier, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the same one I just talked about.
That's the one you talked about. So yeah, interesting.
2 plane crashes.
One day, Friday the 13th.
I don't think we're going to fly on Friday the 13th. I think that would not be good. Although the statistical analysis shows that it's no different than any other day. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Listen, if I have a chance to get on a plane, go somewhere, I'm going. And there better be a beach. There better be Mai Tais. There better be sand in my shorts.
Mine is going to be St. Martin, where I can hold on to the fence as the jets take off and land right above our heads.
Yeah, isn't that
crazy? I
want
to do that. It's called riding the fence. And I know 2 people who have done it, and both of them are good friends of mine.
You got to wear goggles, man. You get Dana, some sand in your eyes.
Yeah, Dana and James, or Dana and Petter both have done it.
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
So jealous.
You know, we got to start traveling more. Okay, got a couple more for you. This is just, it goes on and on about Friday the 13th, September 13th, 1996. It was a tragic day for hip hop when rapper Tupac Shakur died of his gunshot injuries in Las Vegas. He was injured on the 7th, but he died on Friday the 13th, which is really sad. R.I.P. Tupac. Let's see. Here's some interesting other facts about Friday the 13th. Alfred Hitchcock was born on August 13th, 1899, which was actually a Sunday. That's 2 days off from the perfect horror movie Myth Kismet. Never
Mythkidna.
Fear. The famous filmmaker would have turned 100 years old on August 13th, 1999. You guessed, a Friday. Freak blizzard hits Buffalo. Residents of Buffalo, New York had come to expect a lot of snow in the winter. You know, they get like 22 inches on average.
That's why I don't live there.
I know. Like, no. Sunshine. The snowfall recorded that day at the Buffalo airport on October 13th, 2006, during the Friday the 13th blizzard, was a record of 24 inches. The storm was so unprecedented that the blizzard could barely contain itself. It says, somebody quoted as, words cannot do justice to the astounding event which happened to open the 2006 and 2007 season. The snow that fell in Buffalo and upstate New York starting Thursday and continuing to Friday was so heavy and wet because the trees hadn't lost their leaves yet and branches were snapping like matchsticks under the weight. A million people lost power because of the storm on Friday the 13th.
Sure, it wasn't 13 million. Oh.
Might have been. Yeah, never know. And then I'll give you one last one.
All right.
On January 13th, 2012, a peaceful Friday of cruising off the Tuscan coast turned chaotic when the Costa Concordia cruise ship struck a reef off the Isle de Giglio.
Isle de Giglio.
The Isle of Gigolos.
Yes, the Isle of Gigolos.
That's where Joe came from.
That's right.
He's the OG, the original Gigolo.
Gigolo Joe.
So, you know, there was many, many people who passed away in that, which is really, really sad because it wasn't that deep of water. But yeah, a lot of people. 32 people died in the wreck. Sat there for a long time, but it was another Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so many things happened on Friday the 13th. We kind of had fun on today's episode just reading you these things that we found on the internet. You know, but I still don't understand why people think that 13 is such a bad lucky number.
I don't know.
Big thing that I learned about this is the 13 letters in the names.
Yeah.
I mean, is that why I'm so unlucky?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So the next Friday the 13th doesn't hit until September of 2019.
Oh, it's a long way away.
Yeah, so you guys just prepare now.
It's like a year.
I know, man. This whole year has flown by.
It's October already. My birthday was a couple of days ago.
It's almost November.
When you hear this, it's actually tomorrow when you're recording this. But
happy birthday. It's like the future. To you.
It's a time warp. But I have to have time to edit out all my babbling from the show.
You know, that's how it goes here in the studio. Studio Joe. So what else is going on? What other paranormally things are happening?
So paranormally wise, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next convention coming up.
Yeah.
So SuperCon 6.
Woo! Middleton, Ohio.
Yeah, Middleton. That's November 2nd and 3rd, but the actual convention is on the 3rd.
It's a Saturday. Get in your cars and drive. It's just south of Dayton, I believe. Yes. So it's not that far from Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana. You all should come up and see us.
The superstar of the show is Daylan Spratt, one of the Ghost Brothers.
Hey, he's Daylan. Gonna be there, hope you're listening. I know you are.
He is. He always does.
He loves our show. He's like, Who the hell are these people talking? But yeah, come out and see
Carmen us. Carmen Reed from The Haunting is going to be there.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Adam Sedlock from Paranormal State. Are you living under a rock?
I am. I only listen to our podcast.
Oh, Madman Fulton's going to be there. He's a wrestler.
Ooh.
We got to get Madman on the show.
We need him on. See how he ties to the paranormal.
Keith Age will be there.
Okay.
Dustin Reyes, another wrestler is going to... I don't know why they have wrestlers there.
I don't know.
Are they going to have a match?
Maybe Randy Savage's ghost will wrestle.
Yeah!
Oh, Joe, you didn't get your Randy Savage t-shirt.
I need to get my Randy Savage t-shirt.
Did I sell that?
I don't know. I don't think I did.
So you know how Joe and I had this thing about Randy Savage's ghost on one of our shows last year or the year before. I found at a thrift store, a Randy Savage t-shirt, and it's bright, like Tweety Bird yellow, and it's got a picture of Randy Savage on it. And I was like, Joey, here's your birthday present.
We should raffle that off for charity.
Let's do it.
We'll set that up, folks.
We'll now put
that
some Slim Jims with it.
We got to do it. What do you think? Do you think we should do that? Let us know. Email us on our Facebook page and let us know if you think that'd be a great raffle for charity. And I'll figure out what charity we'll give the cat. Oh, yeah, give the cash to.
Yeah. Raffle. But,
next week, folks. This is great. I mean, I know we had fun today just messing around and reading things we found on the internet, but next week is the show of the month. I'm telling you, maybe the show of the year, Reverend Swoop. So we have
a special guest star next week. We love I'm so excited.
Reverend Robin Swoop, the paranormal pastor.
The paranormal pastor and returns.
He is going to have a better show.
Podcast.
Yeah, he's going to have a better show than we did this week. No, we just have fun. We wanted to talk about 13.
Well, you know, being a 222 is our lucky number, and you
which
know,
is three numbers.
I know. So, you know, we really want to kind of dive into like this whole numerology thing. So if there's any numerologists out there, you better come and be on our show.
Yes. Let's do a show about the trifecta or the trinity or mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Why is the number three so prevalent in so much of our culture, whether it's religion, mm-hmm. cartoons, death. The new thing now is stores are cutting their names into just three letters like KFC.
Yeah.
You know?
Three sides to a triangle.
Yeah.
Which is a symbol of the Illuminati.
There you go. Oh, that's
it. It's a conspiracy theory.
So anyhow, tune in next week.
Yes.
Reverend Robin Swoop. We're going to be talking about cemeteries. So for Halloween.
Oh my God, you guys have to listen to the show. It's going to be amazing.
We had a great time. We talked to him, 2 weeks ago? And we wanted it to be a Halloween show, so that's why we haven't put it out yet.
And check out his books if you want to know who he is. Buy his books off of Amazon.
Well, they can actually go right through our page. Just go to our website. And while you're on our website, which I promise, I know I'm getting some emails saying, why aren't you updating your website? But kind of busy right now, doing all kinds of things, getting ready for shows.
Yes. But anyways.
Getting ready to stalk Dalen from the Ghost Brothers.
We're getting him on our show. Totally getting him on our show.
But I know you're listening. You listen to our show.
Go to our website. Check out some books, man.
There you go.
We got some cool stuff on there. So, you know, if you need to buy some ghost hunting equipment, you can do it through the links to our show.
Right on the front page of our website, you'll see Ghost Stop. Click on that link. Yeah. They got great deals going on.
Yeah, there's some specials, fall specials going on right now. Yeah. So, you know, you got to have the equipment if you're going to go ghost hunting.
There's a new ghost box that I'm ordering from them. It's a spirit box.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which still sweeps the bands. Mm-hmm. But it has a better speaker on it.
Oh, nice.
So you can actually hear it without having to put an external speaker on it.
Okay.
And it also has a recorder built in.
Very cool.
And it's
cool.
Like $69.
Oh, you can't beat that.
So I'm buying one for our equipment.
Yay.
But yeah, go up there. Use our link because a tiny portion of the sale does come back to the show. It helps pay for bandwidth and all that jazz.
Yeah, we got some expenses.
Yeah. You know, we don't get much. So you need to buy about $2 million worth of equipment so we can get $20.
That's about it.
Another thing, too, is in the links in the description of the show, click on Jen's Poshmark page. You'll look down there, you'll see poshmark.com/@
mm-hmm.
happy22, and that will take you to Jen's page.
HAPPIE22 is my page. I have like a lot of really cool ghost and skull related items on there. Yeah. And selling a lot of shoes lately. It's shoe and boot weather. Yeah. So
get up there and check that out. So we got a bunch of call to actions for you.
Yep.
A couple of things. Come visit us at the show coming up.
Yes. Got to see you.
So yeah, we're telling you a lot of calls to actions to do. But
are you a ghost?
Yeah. So anyhow, thanks for listening, everyone.
7:13 right now.
It is 7:13, and we're going to stop the show right now because it's 7:13 in the afternoon, and we got to play some crud for you. And I'm talking fast, so it ends at, it's already 14. Sorry, folks.
All right, everybody, check us out. Listen next week, and we will talk to you.
Reverend Robin Swoop next week.
We'll miss you until then. Goodbye. Right.
Goodbye, everyone. This is crud, by the way.
Detroit rock and roll.
Woo! They're actually got a show coming up at the Token Lounge.
November 7th, 17th.
I'll be there.